Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This episode of Steve Austin Show is sponsored in part by DDP Yoga. Hey man, working all them matches I worked over the years in the business of pro wrestling, it ain't no surprise my body has been beaten to death. And my buddy, Diamond Dallas Page, knows all about the wear and tear the ring takes on your body. And his DDP Yoga fitness system was specifically designed to burn fat, reduce pain, and heal up from injuries. All them injuries I've suffered in the squared circle, and the injuries you suffered in life. And just check out this list of folks he's helped out with his program. You got Scott Hall, Goldust, you got Chris Jericho, Edge, the one and only Jake Roberts, AJ Styles, Drew McIntyre, NXT's Bobby Fish, and now myself, yours truly, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now listen, Dallas is so positive that you'll absolutely love the DDPY program and using the DDPY app. He's doing something he ain't never done before. He's going to give you 7 days free to try it out. That's a week to try the program, explore the app, and own your life, and it's completely free. Let me tell you something about the app. It's a badass app. He's put a lot of work into it. Very intuitive. It's easy to work, easy to navigate through, and it's helping me out. I'm on the program now. Now listen, DDP Yoga can work for all ages, weights, and fitness levels. It's a kick-ass cardio workout that will dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like never before, all with minimal joint impact. And that's a fact. I can attest to that. My flexibility is increasing, and it is a low-impact workout. That works for my ass. Just for listeners of the Steve Austin Show, you can save 20% off an annual membership for the DDP Yoga Now app, which now features DDPY Rebuild. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Austin to get started. Also, here's a FYI. Dallas will be at the Corpus Christi Comic-Con June 23rd and 24th, signing autographs, taking pictures, and check us out. The 8th annual DDP Yoga Retreat is coming at you July 7th through July 12th at the El Dorado Resort in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. That's 6 days and six nights in Cancun to enjoy DDP Yoga with an amazing backdrop in paradise. Spaces are filling up. Go to ddpretreat.com for pricing and all the details.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
From Hollywood, California, by way of the Broken Skull Ranch, this is the Steve Austin Show.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, here's Steve Austin.
All right, everybody, welcome to Steve Austin Show. I am coming to you from the main streets of Los Angeles, California today. I'm sitting here at 317 Gimmick Street doing an open booth podcast. Just got out of the shower, just had a hellacious workout. Changed things up for a little bit of variety, man. I was getting stale doing like chest on Monday, back on Tuesday, shoulders on Wednesday, arms on Thursday, legs on Friday. I was just getting tired of hitting everything once a week. And then if I was doing chest and tries and everything twice a week, I just needed a change. So what I started doing was training my entire body every single workout. And so I'm in the gym, every other day, and I'm hitting my entire body or each body part twice every 8 days. So that works out good for me. And I'm keeping the volume down. I'll hit a couple of warm-up sets and really do about two working sets, sometimes three, taking those to about failure, striving to keep my reps, as close to 10 and over 10 as I can get, under 15, more than 8, and just kind of hit a sweet spot so I'm not tempted to try to train too heavy. During the past, trying to get stronger a few years ago, had some issues just with a shoulder. Heavy doesn't work for me anymore. It's kind of moderately heavy. Just try to keep the blood flowing. I get a whole body workout. I follow that up with some steady state cardio every other day, and then about a 15-minute session of high-intensity cardio every other day. So not too much volume, steady state, and then every other day just a little bit of high-intensity interval training. And then couple that with my DDPY program, getting pretty damn limber, and I'm getting back in shape. So it's working for me. And, hell, I got the man that I just got finished talking about here right now on the podcast, Diamond Dallas Page, my old buddy, my friend from the business of professional wrestling, a guy that I've traveled many miles down the road with, my roommate when I lived in first came to L.A. about 14 years ago, and he went back to Atlanta. I'm still out here on the left coast. A guy that I've known forever and came up with a hell of a damn program. Stopped by the crib today. While he was on his way to go watch John Morrison get married, he came by and put me through a very intense workout. It was a damn good workout. And we're going to talk about DDP yoga. We're going to talk about business of pro wrestling, what the independent scene's doing, hyperbaric chambers, all kinds of cool shit. Dallas is busy as hell, and it was good to see him here live and in living color. And I'm on the program, and I've committed to this program for many, many months. I'm going to keep you guys posted on my progress. But anyway, I'm not going to drag this open out. I'm going to get right into it, and I'm going to get right back with Diamond Dallas Page talking about DDP yoga and everything else underneath the sun. Before we get to Dallas, here's a fact for you. Did you know that 66% of men start to lose their hair by the time they're 35? That really chaps my ass, and it should bother you as well. Well, give the big double bird to baldness because Hims is here to save your damn hair. Hims is the wellness brand for the modern man. A one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, making men's personal care trusted, easy, and affordable. Hims offers FDA-approved medical-grade products, personalized recommendations, plus convenient confidential online consultation with a licensed doctor. Ain't no pharmacy lines, ain't no waiting room. The products are shipped directly to your door. Don't get no easier than that. And Hims passes big savings along to you, offering prescription and generic for just a fraction of the price. Sound treatment and prevention, backed by medicine and science. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. For listeners of the Steve Austin Show, get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 while supplies last. Now, this would cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor's office or a pharmacy. So what are you waiting for? Save some damn money and save your damn hair. Just go to forhims.com/unleash for all the details. That's forhims.com/unleash and stomp a mud hole in the hair loss and walk it dry. One more time. That's forhims.com/unleash to get yourself a trial month for just $5.
There's never a dull week in the world of professional wrestling, so to keep up on all of it, be sure to subscribe to the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast here at Podcast One. I produce two new shows each week. Every Thursday on our flagship show, I'm joined by a co-host from the wrestling journalism field to talk about the hot topics in WWE and elsewhere. Every Friday, I'm joined by a guest who has worked in the wrestling business, including ex-WWE creative team members like Kevin Eck talking about Drew McIntyre.
Drew was a young guy, and did it go to his head, and did he walk around like he was the chosen one? He did, and I was frank with him, and I said, Drew, just so you know, this is how they view you.
And Podcast One's own Christian Harloff, talking about his days working for WWE, and Vince McMahon specifically.
As far as their perception of him, I mean, he's the king. He walks in, and it's just, you can feel it. I mean, if the force was real, you would feel the force powering into the room when he enters.
Just search Wade Keller on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
This is the Steve Austin Show.
All right, I'm sitting here rolling sound at 317 Gimmick Street. I got Diamond Dallas Page, my old buddy, my own roommate, travel partner, fellow Hall of Famer, dragging up on this side of the podcast. Out here prowling the mean streets of Los Angeles, California, out here on the West Coast. What brings you to town, man?
Actually, Johnny Hennigan, Johnny Morrison, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Lucha Libre, you know, Johnny.
John Morrison.
Yes, good man. Him and his beautiful wife, Kara, they're getting married today. Matter of fact,
what time's the wedding?
7 o'clock. And I didn't realize that Claremont, you know, I thought it was like 40 minutes and I forgot to factor in the LA traffic, which just made that 2 hours and 45 minutes. But my wife's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. I'm like, baby, we leave at 4 o'clock. We're good. We'll be there for the wedding.
Where are you guys staying?
Staying Santa Monica, La Meridian, I think it's called.
A big time in it. Nice place.
Now it is.
Is that on an ocean?
Yeah, but it's not too far from there. There's two things I'm a big snob about. One is water. I ain't just drinking any water. Three things. Food. I'm a snob about food. I want to eat real food. And hotels. Like, I want to sleep in nothing less than a 4-star hotel because I need the bed and I need the restaurant to get the food.
Dude, how many shitbox hotels are we staying back in the day? And I got to go back to that one. It was a Motel 6 or a Red Roof, where that's where me and Mick ribbed you.
No, Red Roof.
Red Roof is, don't get me wrong, Red Roof is a pretty nice hotel.
No, yeah,
but I don't want to stay at one now.
Yeah,
but I mean, if I was on the road going to Texas, I would.
Right, right.
But yeah, these days, if I'm going to stay somewhere, that's not where I'm going. But we stayed at some of the worst hotels back in the day to try to save money. And then you come with all those damn gimmick things. You were so far ahead of the game as far as trying to take care of your body with all the ice packs, both elbows, knees. Well, it was ridiculous. And I used to rib. Everybody started this story because you've been on podcasts so many times. But I didn't need an ice cooler. If I could just strap or Velcro one of those beers down in any one of Paige's joints. Problem was, the dude was always walking around naked. So like, from 10 foot away in Dallas, pitch me a beer.
Yeah, one of the things that we're Mick was talking, and I forgot, he would say, and Dallas is walking around with, you can hear, because he's got the Saran wrap around his knees, and I thought, the first time I heard him do it in his comedy bit, I thought, oh, that's right. You were talking about 10 years ago, you know, at that point when I first heard him do it, so it was more like 20 years ago now, but I'm thinking, oh, the Saran wrap was because you talk about holding that hands of time.
Yeah.
I was putting DMSO on my knees, which they gave the horse races because my knees were really, really bad.
But this is way back in the day. And for those people that don't know what DMSO is, I can't pronounce it nowadays, but it was like a clear stuff. And like what we used to do was crunch up a bunch of bear aspirin. And put that on,
right,
and mix it with
it
the DMSO, and that sucked it in through your skin,
right,
and went to whatever is ailing you.
Well, if you had a blue towel and you put DMSO on, and then you put the towel on your knee, the blue would get pulled into your knee.
Right.
So that's why Saran wrap, you know, because it would just work on your knees. And I swear to God, that stuff helped me, man.
Yeah, I know, but there ain't no telling how many damn pounds of dirt that I've absorbed into my body, because you know sometimes you're just not in a clean situation,
right.
But
yep.
That goes back to the Saran wrap,
right?
And as soon as you got that stuff, when it started being absorbed by your body, you get that taste in your mouth because you knew that it entered your system,
right?
That shit was like gold.
Yeah,
I don't even know if the boys use that anymore.
I don't think I never heard anybody use it.
Well, dude, but this is back in the caveman days,
right,
when this shit was live, when Harley Race was the chiropractor of the territory.
Yes, he was.
Almost pulled my head off my shoulders, or you using that little gimmick thing, the little pressure point reliever.
The pressure point. Dude, you should see the stuff I have today. It's like a whole nother. I'm like, I'm from Mars right now.
Hey, man, speaking about eating, Kristen and I were at a restaurant in Nevada the other day, because I'm a food snob as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know good food, and one of the things about, I'm not a snob, because dude, I can go through Taco Bell, burn through 30 bucks.
No way, no way, no way. I hope they're not a sponsor here, but no way.
No, dude.
Good God, stop the insanity.
Dude, back in the day, I'd ride over, whether it's Taco Bell, this, that, or whatever. I know shit food, and I know good food.
Right.
And my wife happens to just be, her passion is cooking.
Yeah.
So, and she's an awesome cook. Yeah.
Lucky you.
I know good from bad. So anyway, it's and you know, it's also about the service too,
right?
You know, and so we go to this restaurant in Nevada. We're still scoping everything out there. We're trying to learn everything, and hey, what's the good restaurants? What's the bad restaurants? And
right,
like I said, dude, man, I've been all over the world. I know good food.
Right.
Anyway, we go to this place, and a waiter guy has his French accent, and that's cool. Talks with a French accent, but he was putting it on and on and on, and you know, and it just
it's probably was from
like,
Missouri.
It was probably from Biloxi. It was right. His fake French accent.
Right.
But it's like, I was working with him for a little bit, you know, and that's your shtick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after about 5 minutes, it's like, dude, I just want some wine. I want some food. I want to get the F out of here. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's going through his whole routine, and I'm thinking, you know, dude, I'm not a mark. This stuff ain't working for me. I just want to.
Texas.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there with a beautiful view out the window, hanging out with my wife. We're trying to enjoy the moment. And the guy just won't stop with the routine.
Oh, God.
And so it was turned into a cluster. The food was half-assed. But it was just the fact that he was so annoying. It was
right.
Like, you ever get somebody like that where you got a damn good restaurant, either they don't check on you, at all. They check on you too much. Or this guy, he was so stuck in his shtick.
Right.
I was like, dude, lighten the F up, man. I'm one of the boys. Don't work me. I just want
to
eat.
I'm always figuring out the nicest way to say, can you please leave? The nicest way, like, oh, that's really good, man. I got to talk to my wife about this.
But here's the thing. We were going to drink a bottle of wine.
Right.
And split it between us. And when I'm drinking, if you order a glass of wine, you want a big pour.
I want a man's pour.
A man's pour. But if you order a bottle of wine, which we did, I like to drink a short glass.
Right.
You know, that means I just want like two or three swigs in there.
Right.
That's how we both like to drink.
Right.
So he comes over, the bottle's about, you know, almost a third full, almost half full, right? And so he goes to pour me, and I've got a short pour in there, which I like.
Right.
And I said, no, man, it's cool, I'm driving, which I was. So then he proceeds to pour the rest of the bottle in Kristen's glass and damn near fills it to the rim. I'm thinking, you know, that wasn't the point, dude. I'm trying to work with you. I'm trying to just, you know, let you just chill with a bottle.
Right.
And he dumps it all. So anyway, me and my wife sit there and split the glass of wine and we drive home. But
right.
It's like uncle with the wine. I told Chris the next time I'm just going to say, listen, I said, with all due respect, I'll control the bottle.
Yeah, right.
We both
I've done
like
that.
Short pours.
I've done that. Yeah, I get that. You know, again, I want a real man's pour. Like, give me a man's pour if I'm going into Houston's.
And yeah, but if you're getting a glass, you want the big pour. But if you're drinking a bottle, I just want a little bit of wine in the bottom of my glass so I can breathe. I can
right.
just keep pouring that fresh stuff in there and letting it breathe more.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's one of my little things that just grinds my gears.
Right.
You know what? I got a bone to pick with you. Not you, John Morrison. Tell that sumbitch when you see him that Stone Cold Steve Austin said hello and thanks for inviting him to the wedding.
Oh!
God dang, I thought me and Johnny was closer than that.
Oh, God.
My feelings ain't hurt. I wasn't going to go because I don't go anywhere in L.A., but you know, you could have at least invited me, being a fellow Los Angelian.
Well, I will definitely say that to him.
No, just rub
next
just rib him for me.
Of course.
Just
of
rib
course.
Him. How long are you in town for?
Literally leaving tomorrow. Yep, I just literally came in here to see you. See him, his wife Kara, and blow back, and then I'm going to come back in here because one of my good buddies, I don't know if you ever meet Andre,
no.
Andre Brooks,
no,
no you have, yes you have, you just don't remember, but he is an actor, he's a great kid, came here, he was a three time, you might remember because he was a three time champion out of Golden Glover from Canada, good looking dude. Bottom line is he's been just hitting the bricks forever out here. And he lands this role because he looks like McQueen, Steve McQueen.
Right.
And he is starring as McQueen in the movie McQueen,
really?
The myth, the man, the legend. They're doing a, next Saturday, they're doing a, you want to come? I could probably get you tickets. You want to check it out? At the Mann Theater. They're doing a premiere. So Andre, he set me up and he's like, you know, you said you'd come. I said, dude, I'm definitely coming for that. So I'm coming all the way back again with Brent, you know, going to go see his movie. And I'm sure he's did a hell of a job and he's a great guy. And I wish him all luck in the world. His name's Andre Brooks. And I call him Dre. And he's got a new baby. They had a little baby. So I'm looking forward to meeting his new wife and his baby.
Man, let's talk about the workout we just went through. DDPY. DDP yoga. And we did, what workout did we do?
Well, we did a version of what would have been a combination of energy and fat burner sort of combined. I sort of put them together and I did different moves, beginner moves, you know, because I wanted, but we went about 40 minutes. And it's this workout, people, has been, how long have we been together, bro? I mean,
man, shit, since mid-90s, early 90s.
So, but when I started this, and you lived with me in 2002, so it's now 2018. So this workout has been 16 years in the making.
Well, you did come to my crib in Malibu that one time when we did a workout.
Right, right,
but,
right.
And then that was it. But, you know,
I know what I did. I worked you too hard that time, and I learned that, you know, you don't go in there and say, no, this is a kick-ass workout, because I can do that.
Well, but, yeah, you was trying to prove how macho yoga could be.
Right, right.
But today you took the baby steps with me and just, man, it was awesome. I enjoyed it. It was interesting because I don't want to say it was a zen experience, but it was and I'm not really a spiritual kind of guy, but there were, it was a kind of a focus as I was watching you. And dude, the way you're trying to, you know, get me to engage my arms, you know, flex my quads, my glutes, all that stuff, it's concentration.
Great.
So mentally, you know, I was there with you and then doing the countdowns and all that other stuff. And then some of the movements, which I did okay at, and I needed some assistance from a chair and had some balance issues. But man, it was a damn good workout. A straight up shoot.
Oh, dude.
A straight up shoot. And we got on the app because I've been talking about this ever since I've been doing the reads. You know, get on the app, explore the app. Hey, man, I was on the app. I explored the app, and me and Dallas watched, 30 or 40 minutes of the app and the different phases of it. It's amazing, all the workouts that are in there. And now, because I'm committed to this program, I'm going to give it a shot. And we took, about five before pictures?
Six pictures. I have these six pictures that I put out there because I want people to see their physiology, their flexibility, and their core strength change month to month. And you're going to see it.
Oh, I guarantee I will. But I'll tell you what, man, that downward dog, I always thought that was, man, bullshit, downward dog. Man, we had that downward dog. You didn't make me hold it for long.
No, I didn't.
But, dude, man, my shoulders and my triceps and my arms are on fire. I was like, I was about to collapse.
You know, what's the funny part about that is there are workouts that I'll go through that are more, you know, advanced down the line, and I'll get you in a down dog and go, oh, all of a sudden you realize a down dog is kind of a resting position. Not in the beginning, it's not. And, you know, for people who have to lose a lot of weight, they're carrying a lot of weight in there, not you, but, you know, people who are in that spot, and it's tougher. And so that's why I try to make so many modifications. I showed you today on the app that we start people now in bed. Like, we literally created the thing I'm the most proud of recently is DDPY Rebuild, which is bed flex, where three workouts in bed for people who can't get out of bed, can't work out. Guess what? Yeah, you can. And I can help you get out of that bed and put you in a chair where we got like six or seven workouts there that are designed to get you out of the chair and then using the chair, which are called Stand Strong. And then you work your way to the beginner, intermediate. And once you know all the modifications for Stand Strong, and if you are using the chair, you can do any workout. And that's what I want people to do because it's so empowering and you get the confidence at a different level. And you know, Jake Roberts, he just called while we're sitting here. He's the first person that I really understood because he kept saying when he was being interviewed when we were doing the Resurrection of Jake the Snake. And by the way, you can't find Resurrection of Jake the Snake anymore on Netflix because we just took it off and we could have stayed, but we're looking to take it somewhere else now. And we've got, I'll let people know about that when it comes up because a lot of people don't have Netflix. So we want to get it out there, you know, in other platforms. But Jake would say in interviews, he would say that it really gives me an inner confidence. And then one day after the interview, I said, Jake, I got to ask you a question, bro, because I've heard you say this numerous times. I don't know if you're ribbing or whatever, but you said how the program gives you confidence. And he goes, seriously? He goes, bro, he goes, when I lost that first 10 pounds, he said, that was a win for me. He said, I hadn't had a win in 20 years. I'd let myself go so bad. He goes, and then when you started showing me how to use a chair, I felt like a failure. He goes, but then as I got stronger on the chair, and then I didn't need a chair, it took me to a different level. And he goes, now I go back and I use a chair because it actually helps me. He goes, and I feel, it just makes me feel better about me. And I thought, wow. And then I started getting emails from different people and, you know, telling me the same kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's really awesome for me. And being able to 16 years into making it this work out. I remember me, you, and Yoga Doc when Dr. Craig Aaron was visiting and we were writing the first book, Yoga for Regular Guys. And you'd come in and you were hanging out with us for a while. And me and, you know, Yoga Doc went back to doing what we were doing for the book. And you and Doc said, so, Steve, you want to join in? You went, yeah. Nah, but I appreciate the brutality of it. And Yoga Doc remembers that today, man. Oh, God, he'll tell that story. I appreciate the brutality. He's the first person I'm calling when I leave here.
No, but I'm making a commitment. One of my good friends, Alan from Broken Skull Challenge, he's up in Canada. He's from Vancouver, BC. He's working on a project right now. You know, one of his big things, follow him on Instagram, 365 Effect. You know, it's all about commitment.
Right.
And dude, you know, it's just like workouts. It's just like dieting. You know,
sure.
If you're trying to stick to a strict diet 4 days a week, and then go to hell for the rest of the three, you ain't going to make no progress.
Nothing.
With weightlifting, I mean, if you're not constantly trying to do progressive resistance, you know, you're going to stalemate. And so with this, you know, if I apply myself, if I do it once a week, I'll be better. But I'm gonna do it more than that. So I'm going to stick with the program. I'm going to see what it can do for me. Because, dude, I was sitting on my ass the other day. I got the worst bruised ass. As you saw, right, wrapping up the program, we're going to sit cross-legged on the floor. But that bone, I couldn't do that last session. But I was tying my shoes the other day. And I was struggling to bend over and hit my damn shoelace. I said, man, because I've been thinking about this for a long time because we've been talking about this. I've been doing the reach forever.
Right.
I said, dude, and you kept saying, I'm going to come by. So you came by and we did it. So Stone Cold Steve Austin, I never use that name. I use Steve Austin, but Stone Cold Steve Austin is telling you that in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months, and then we'll see how the pitchers progress.
Sure.
How's that?
Oh, I love it, man. I love it.
Okay, but before we move on, because I don't want to make this just an infomercial about DDP yoga, but Dallas came by to specifically turn me onto the program. We've been talking about it forever. How many days a week do I need to do this? Because doing it this morning, I was like, man, I could do this in the evening just because I enjoyed it that much. But how often would you recommend me doing it so I don't get burned out or don't overdo it?
Well, I'm so glad you said it because as you were talking, I was thinking it. And sometimes I think, don't forget to say that. But you asked me. I always tell people, you know, that if you do it 3 days a week, it will, I guarantee it will change. DDPY will change the way you feel. But if you do it 4 days a week, and I'm saying, I say 3 days a week, I mean 3 minutes, 3 days a week, 20 minutes a day, it'll change the way you feel. If you do it 4 days a week, 40 minutes a day, well, now you start to change your life. But if you start to do it like you build up to an hour a day, 5 days a week, maybe even six some weeks, you start to own your life. And that's where I live. I don't let anybody tell me what I can or can't do. As you know, never have, never will. You don't believe in me? I don't care. I believe in me. And that's all it takes is that person listening to this for you to believe in you that you can do it. And then it'll change so many other things. You know, it's amazing. And I'm just so happy, you know, to be here because again, a long time to get here, but you get it. And that's all it takes is a switch because I know Steve Austin. I know Steve Williams. I know the man. And when you get something, you go, well, damn, that makes me feel good. And I feel stronger and I feel more unstoppable. And that's a one little plug I do want to put in. And when I want to talk about this, when it goes live on Amazon, I wrote a book. I just finished it. I just sent it to the publisher. This I'm talking about Random House. It's called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It.
You never told me about that.
I've been working on it for over a year. I've got so many great stories in and out of writing the book. Forget about what the book's about, the writing of the book. And I'll save them for one now because it's going to be my goal. You know, I've written two books. Neither one were bestsellers. Both, one I self-published and one was a tiny book company called, that was Yoga for Regular Guys. But this goal, this time, I'm setting a goal that I'm going to make it a New York Times bestseller. And I know that this book is worthy of that, is worthy of me setting the goal out there and putting it out in the universe. Because I believe, and so do you, about believing the law of attraction. You throw it out there, and we made shit happen, like that people only dream about. But we saw it first. We saw it ever happen, you know, before anybody else did. And that's what this book's about. And it's about changing your mindset. It's all about owning it. And it can be anything. It can be DDP yoga. It can be how you eat. It can be your health. It can be your relationship with your son, your daughter, your wife. I don't care what it is. This book will help you and teach you how to do what I've been doing my whole life. You know, because again, the only person who's got to believe your shtick is you. You know, so I'll do when it's ready.
Okay, but when we was looking at that app, and you're on the app, and you're scrolling through all these workouts, it's really, really cool and really well thought out.
Thank you. And Steve, as you know, had a huge part in this, and my whole team there at DDP Yoga.
But so when you're putting this program together or the DDPY app, which I have installed. And now you have this book that you're talking about. And I've known you forever, but I didn't know forever that you had dyslexia.
Right.
So now, after all your years of experience, you know, how is the writing process of putting stuff like this together for you?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. And I brought a guy in, and I'm going to save the story for that when we talk about the book. But I brought a guy in to help me with it, but I still wrote a ton of this, like handwritten, like not handwritten, but, you know, computer, and wrote and rewrote. And it takes, you know, like, for anybody who doesn't know, I was reading at a third grade level at the age of 30. You know, this, when I grew up, no one knew what the hell ADD or dyslexia was. But I knew I wasn't stupid, you know, but I just couldn't get it, you know, and it took coming here. You know, I started learning how to read when I was 30, 31. So when I made the decision, I was going to learn how to read. I set a goal. I was going to read my first book from cover to cover. I set a goal for myself because that was daunting to me, overwhelming to a degree. I set a goal. I was going to read one page a day from that book. Wow. And I owned it. But I changed my circumstance, Steve. I wrote read today and I put it everywhere. I put it all over. It was on my bedstand, my mirror, my bathroom. It was on my refrigerator. It stayed there until I finished reading that book. Okay. Now, it was about Lee Iacocca. It was his autobiography. Well, I thought he was a fascinating guy. And he was a juggernaut. He was a trailblazer on a lot of different things. So for me, okay, you did that. What do you do next? And then I just kept applying it. And I still didn't know I had dyslexia until Kimberly had diagnosed it, you know, and then I came here when we were living together. I don't think I ever told you this. I think you had already left. You had already gone off your own place, but I met a guy surfing in a surfing accident. He ended up getting gashed open and everything. And his name was Billy Forte. And when we sat down and met and, you know, had some dinner and some drinks, we started talking about dyslexia. He goes, I'm dyslexic. I go, no kidding. He goes, hey, man, you need to go to the Eris Learning Center, which is right over there in Culver City. He goes, I had a woman named Rose. She was 78 years old as my teacher. She's amazing. Ask for her. By the time I got to Rose, she was 85.
Jesus.
And I went to see Rose every Tuesday and every Thursday. And I would put my hour in. She said I took home more homework than any student she ever had. Now, a guy who never did homework. I paid kids, you know, or buddied up with kids that did my homework, you know. So it was legible and readable. But I also told them, don't make it too good. Because they're going to know, you know, back then. And so now I'm the guy doing the homework. And I'll tell you, the things that they taught me at that Eris Learning Center, it changed things, how my brain saw things and the way I focused. So, but it still takes a long time. You know, it takes me a long time to write something of substance.
How tough was running a nightclub back in Florida in your heyday? Was that just numbers? Did you get numbers better than you get letters?
So that, yes and no. Yeah, numbers I'm really good at. Numbers, but I don't know if you remember Larry Smokey Genta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smoke. You know, he wrote my first book with me and he wrote most of it, but I still wrote pieces of it. You know, it was still all my words, but it was also guys like you and guys that were involved because we let, he was like the autobiographer. I was the biographer. No, he was the biographer. I was the autobiographer. And then guys like you or, you know, friggin' John Bon Jovi or Jay Leno or, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, they told their story. And we used that story
right, that
they remembered. But Smokey was, I called him the word man. And what happened is I'd written the sign up and I took enough time that I could write the sign like hot legs, you know, watermelon shots, whatever the promotion was that we had going. And I handed it to him. And he looks at me and he goes, what idiot wrote this?
Oh,
and I looked at him, I go, I did. Now, he don't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
He just knows me for, you know, about a month at that point, right? And his jaw just dropped. I grabbed him. I said, don't worry about it. I said, reading really bad for me. It's bad for me. And writing. I go, stay close. I go, just rewrite it. You know what I want, right? He goes, I know what you want. And he would be a conduit for me for a long time in between that. Marlon was like that too for me. You know, Marlon was, you know, he helped write me a lot of stuff. And what was really fascinating when he would listen to my read, because I started writing a version of Positively Unstoppable I called Living Life at 90% when Kimberly and I split up. I started writing that book because I needed that book. You know, that we'd write stuff together, right? And then I'd read it back. And he would listen to me and he would go, man, he goes, I cannot believe how much better you're reading. It still sucked.
Right.
But so, because I would read out loud. That takes guts.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, when you're in front of your buddy. And that's the only reason I ever really, you know, that Kim ever said anything about it, because I was reading out loud something, so I was practicing that. See, so many people don't want to practice what they're bad at. They want to practice what they're good at. Well, you're already good at that. You know, maybe practice what you're not so good at, because that's how you're really going to get better and get a whole nother inner confidence. But it, you know, that whole reading thing, writing thing, I actually have some of the ones I used to send out of, was my version I was going to put up on the Union of Diamond Cutters. And then someone would rewrite it. But when I would go back and read that, I would be like, even today, it's still like I could reread something 10 times rewriting it and then still put it on tweet and go, damn it. Catch it then. Cut, paste, delete, fix it, put it back up there. Because it's me doing it now, you know?
All right, let's take a quick pause for the calls and give big ups to True Car. Hey, man, here's some useful car tips you might not be aware of. Putting your floor mat under your tires in the winter can help you get your car out of snow. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage. Keeping a Dixie cup of water in your car to put your cigarettes in is a better option than throwing them out the window. Are you ready for one more tip you might not know about? True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right. True Car ain't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying, and they're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. You're also going to need car insurance for that new vehicle. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. That's right. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance at GEICO.com. Extra money in your pocket may just be the most rewarding thing you do today. All right, faithful listeners of the Steve Austin Show, we have a mission for you. To help our podcast stay free to download with minimal ads, we would appreciate your participation in a Podcast One survey. The responses will help align the appropriate advertisers to our show and to you, the audience. The survey is short and will take no more than 5 minutes of your day. Either go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or visit Podcast One. That's podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. This survey will go a long way in making the Steve Austin Show even better. And that's the bottom line, because I said so. Oh, one more thing. Thank you. All right, before we get to the rest of my conversation with the one and only Diamond Dallas Page, Buffalo Wild Wings has a confession to make. They'll admit that they often go overboard with their limited time offerings. Take their new signature sampler. For $15, you get wings and three shareable options like fried pickles or cheese curds. And there's the aptly named over-the-top nachos, a liberal amount of crispy tortilla chips loaded with your choice of pulled pork or honey barbecue grilled chicken, corn, jalapenos, and more. Then, if you're thirsty, go ahead and top it all off with their new platinum margarita. So why not go overboard with Buffalo Wild Wings today? Wings, beer, sports. Available for a limited time while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Steve Austin Show.
What are y'all doing next at DDB Yoga? Got the book coming out, but I mean, like just within the project, like you mentioned, Steve, you, what's the task at hand? Or what's the next focus? Oh. Or how do you grow the thing from where it's already at? Because I never believed you'd get this far, dude. I mean, I get it. You're like a brother to me. I remember I would come down from my room, and Dallas and I lived on the top floor of his condo in the living area, and his office and the kitchen and everything was downstairs. So I had a smaller bedroom, of course, because I was leasing from Dallas. It was his crib. I would come downstairs, me and Dallas, shoot the breeze. Normally I'd be hungover. Well, Dallas would already be down there every single morning working on that goddamn dang, yoga for regular guys. And I'm thinking, dude, regular guys don't do yoga. And I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? I mean, every single day, he just wouldn't quit. I'm thinking, man, this thing ain't going nowhere. So when I rolled up at your facility a couple of years ago when I was filming Redneck Island out at Lake Hartwell,
right.
Man, when I rolled into that to the DDP headquarters, DDP yoga headquarters, I was just like blown away. I was like, God dang, dude. I thought it was gonna be like some little box that we're in right now in this little, my little studio, which has no decoration whatsoever. And it was a state of the art facility with the green screen, the badass gourmet thing, all the offices. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm so proud of you because I never in a million years, I'm telling you straight to your face.
No, I know.
I never thought it would turn into what it turned into.
Well, me and Steve, we got a great team of people there. The guys who are, our editors and everything, they're like family, and everybody puts the work in. We've grown in the way that now we have a head of social media. Rachel's our head of social media. We've got Mandy, who is our, she's our project manager, but she's so much more than that. Tyler, oversees like all the graphic designs that we do and everything and getting out so many different things. And the editors, like Dylan, who started with me as a kid trying to lose weight, now is one of my best editors on the planet and one of the boys, because he runs his wrestling shows every 3 months. And we've got a really cool, and I just watched Jericho in an interview. Judas is the song that blew him up huge. Again, you've seen the video, right?
Oh yeah.
Nathan did that.
I know.
Yeah, Nathan Mowry. Where are our guys there? So, we just have such a great crew of guys. So that's the base and that's the foundation. For the PC side of it, I got this guy, Pat, in there who took Hayden's spot, who runs our whole certification part as well with Yoga Doc and Garrett. And these guys are walking examples of how to live the life, and to, you want to feel it and really own it. So that's my foundation. And then, of course, my old lady too, bringing Brenda, she's there to oversee all of our workshops that we're doing all over the world. Like she personally handles all my signings that I'm doing for all the Comic-Cons and all that, that we're coming up to. And that's really time for me to talk to people about the program. So that's the total foundation. We just started interviewing for a big advertising company. We want to help build our brand, take it to the next level. Now, what things we've never really promoted. You're one of the first people I've really talked about the DDPY rebuild. We've got a story right now that we're doing, and we're going to start doing a webisodes on DDP yoga. I'll play it also on my Diamond Dallas Page stuff, but it is the story of these people who came in who really need help. And one is a disabled vet. His name is Jerry. He's a great guy. He's 51 years old. He's really beat up. He has to use a walker. His goal is, just trying to stand and sit down is really a challenge for him. And he's 100% disabled. We brought him in and a couple other people, and we're working with all them. Jerry, we started filming, and this guy has a light in his eye that, Steve, you saw what we just did, working out together in 45 minutes, just how much different you felt in that little bit of period. I've been with him a week, and Garrett and Pat have been working with him when I can't. This guy's story, people are going to be moved by. It's going to be imagine if I filmed it every week with Arthur, as opposed to just showed it all at one time. That he doesn't, this guy, and this DDPY was never about losing weight. This guy has no weight to lose. This is about physically being able to walk again. And he's 6'4", 240. This was a three-letter kid who played three sports, lettered in three of them. Basketball, football, and I think it was track or baseball, one of the two. But great athlete, and then went into the military and just beat up his body so bad. And then coming out of it, bad. He just had
tell me about how you guys got connected. Did you seek him out or did he seek you? How did you guys come together?
Because of the DDPY Rebuild program, we started reaching out and saying, we're going to, interview people. We're going to pick 12 of them who really want to put the work in. Because, dude, I'll help anybody. You know this. And I just did my Motivational Monday that's up right now. is so powerful, and it's a woman's letter she had sent to me about how it's changed her life. And I pick up a phone and call her. You know, I mean, I care about these people. And they got to put the work in, though. If they don't put the work in, I don't have the time. So we found 12 people who really wanted to put the work in. And Jerry becomes the first one I'm going to work with because he's the most broken. And I got a special spot in my heart for, like you do too, for the military. You know, and these guys who break up their body for, you know, I want to try and help them. He wants it really bad. So that's something that's going to be in a week-to-week thing. But another thing, I was grateful to you for actually taking the time for we interviewed for you for Relentless. Have I sent to you Relentless yet?
No.
I'm going to send it to you today. It's locked. It's, you know, it's completely locked except for sound and color. And we're putting it out right now. That's one of the things we want to package it with. Resurrection. That's why we were really wanted it back from Netflix. So we might be able to take it to Amazon Prime or, you know, wherever we take it. But both of them are really powerful. And Relentless is really the story from when Kevin Nash powerbombed me. And it wasn't Kevin Nash's powerbomb that blew my back out. It was all the bumps leading on the way to that bump that blew my back out. So, you know, we show that like right in the beginning of that. And then boom, we're into the story. And you know, I've been filming and doing stuff for over 16 years. Like people go, oh my God, you built an empire now. I'm like, yeah, we were an 8-year overnight success. You know, and you know, we have so much footage. And Nathan Mowry, of course, Steve, you know, oversaw everything that Nathan was doing. And I put my, you know, little 2 cents in as well. But Nathan is the one who pulled this all together. And this is going to be his first direction of a documentary. He's doing another one for Chris Jericho. And I brought that up before about Jericho and Judas, Nathan doing that. We do so many different things, you know, but our focus is in helping people. So our biggest things we're looking at is our webisodes we're going to do with Jerry, our finally marketing our DDPY rebuild program, and Relentless. And I think that we get it with a company who's going to help us get that word out. Because again, we really only do podcasts. We, you know, where we tell people what we do, social media, Twitter, and Facebook. That's it. So if you don't catch us there, you don't even know we exist. So as the word grows, I know it's going to grow, and I've already seen it. Like I set a goal last year that before I'm 65, that we're $100 million company. Now, is it the money that's driving me? No. And you know that it's the household name that makes people aware. So it can help. And that I've figured out how to make a living and have the most satisfying thing ever, helping other people. It's like the Quan. You know, I mean, it's just being able to work with you today, bro. And you've, after 16 years, finally do it and getting it. Like, that's so huge to me. I mean, it's huge.
You know, the thing about it was, I didn't know what to expect, you know, during it. And it lasted longer than I thought, because I thought it was going to go like 20 or 30 minutes.
That's where I wanted you to believe.
But there was a lot of there was a lot of adjustments and put me in the right position. But, God, you know, I felt like I had a damn good workout. But just the middle part of it was what surprised me, and just being engaged. But let's jump off of yoga for a little bit.
Yep.
Or let's jump off DDPY yoga for a little bit. I want to talk about your latest, greatest. Talking about you being in front of the curve, or as far as everybody else is concerned, taking care of your body. Back in the day when me and Mick were ribbing you in those hotel rooms and you had all the ice packs on, now you got your latest, greatest thing, and it's a hyperbaric chamber. Mm-hmm. And you said, because you have a complete unit at your house, your crib there in Atlanta, it's been a game changer for you. Has it really made that much difference? Because I know a lot of the NFL wide receivers, a lot of NBA players, a lot of professional athletes have their own hyperbaric chambers.
Yes.
Is it really a game changer?
Well, I have to tell you this story to lead into it. I see this guy at the airport. Yeah, you see people because we travel so much. You might see someone a couple of times. And we even said something at the counter to each other. And then my wife and I, we always pretty much fly. We're doing pop, you know, Comic-Cons, you know, we fly first class, you know. But this is one where we had to get economy comfort. So we're both back there. And I get bumped up. She's going, Gus, go up there. You take it. Your body, you go up there. So I sit down. This guy sits down next to me. I look at him, and we've seen each other, like a bunch of, we've talked to each other. I said, obviously, we're supposed to meet. And you start laughing. We sat down, because I don't talk to anybody on planes anymore. I sit next to my wife, I do my work, and I don't talk to anybody. But this guy, we talked. At some point, I said, so how old are you? And now he looks like he's about 40, right? He goes, 57. I go, you're 57. I go, dude, I look amazing for 61, but you look unbelievable. I go, how do you, I can tell. And I said this to him, I can tell you, you haven't been pulled, meaning face job and stuff, right? I go, how do you look like that? And he said, well, I've been living in a hyperbaric chamber for the last 15 years. I go, man, I cannot believe, this is like 9 months ago, 10 months ago, he says this to me. I said, I can't believe you said that. I said, I just bought a piece of land. I'm going to build my new house in one of my areas, because in my mind, in the next three years, I'm going to be working with major athletes, NFL, MLB, NBA. I'm going to show these guys how they can really get another year, 2-3 years in their profession. I'm going to show them how they can avoid injury, which ends their career. So that's my goal. But the biggest thing is I've read about LeBron and, you know, all these different guys, Kobe and stuff. They got hyperbaric chambers. I said, how did you even know about it? I said, I just heard about this in the last 6-7 years. And he said, well, I was diagnosed with MS 22 years ago. I go, you have MS? And he goes, well, I don't have really any, you know, deal because I'm in hyperbaric chamber. And I go, how does that work? And he tells me the story about how Scotland and Ireland have the most MS patients on the planet. Long story short, there's a guy who figured out because of World War II, and I know I just segued World War II. Well, I'm talking about the guys who did the underwater demolition. And they're 20, 30 feet underwater setting these bombs and stuff. These guys healed faster. These guys didn't have anywhere near as many problems as anybody's. So this guy started to study that. And he figured out when you are at 12 pounds, it's called 12 PSI. To understand what PSI means, pounds per square inch, pressure. When you're at 4 pounds per square inch, that's about 10 feet underwater. Now go down another 10 feet, you go up to around 8 PSI. Go to 30 feet, now you're at 12 PSI. Now, any hyperbaric chamber that's under 11, it's amazing for oxidizing the blood and healing. It heals at a cellular level. It just heals faster. When it gets to 12, I don't know what it's called. Let's call them capillaries for lack of a better word. To the brain. Nothing gets to the brain. The brain's encapsulated. It can't get there. But there are these little tiny little veins or capillaries or whatever they're called. And when you get to 12 PSI, that oxygen that's going through your body, through your entire, you know, your entire self, well, now will push up into your brain. Daniel Bryan has been in a hyperbaric chamber and has talked about that. It's one of the things that's helped him with his concussions. So that's just something I had heard the other day. I haven't talked to him about that, but I know it because that's what it's all about. So when I'm thinking about, okay, so now he says to me, when you have MS, this is layman's terms, this isn't doctors.
Right.
When you get MS, they start to form crystals on your brain. When it fills your brain up, it starts going down your neck, and that's how people end up with whether it's crutches or canes or wheelchair. He said, that's really hard to reverse. He goes, but it can help. He said, but when you go into a hyperbaric chamber for 20 days, for over an hour, I think it's an hour and a half, because bringing you down and bringing you up. So say you're in for an hour. That's what they call the dive. And then you take off 5 days and then go in for 20. Out five, you do 4 sets of that at 20 and five. He said, when I had my brain scanned, when I came back out of that, virtually the crystals were gone. And he said, so I've just kept it up ever since then. And the only sign I have, he said, is in his right, I think it was his right pinky that goes numb once in a while. He said, but I live in the hyperbaric chamber. So I'm like, all right, I've been hitting the head. You've been hitting the head numerous times. Everybody talks about concussions. Well, I don't, you know, I'm 62 now. I'm not just thinking about the concussion. I'm also thinking about, I got friends' fathers who have dementia and don't even know who the hell they are. Well, what if I do the preventative maintenance of the hyperbaric chamber for my brain, but I don't have any problems yet. But you know, that's how I always have done shit.
Right.
Ice my body, even when my back didn't hurt. Because I know if I don't ice it when I wake up, it's going to hurt. So beating up my body, I was always trying to be ahead of the curve. So what I've really learned, I just went and got all my blood work, which looks amazing. This Dr. Fisher, and she's 70, and I told her what I was doing. And she said, Dallas, she goes, all I can tell you, it's never going to do you any harm. I don't know enough about it, but I will tell you, I have one of my patients who had breast cancer. And with all the radiation, she had a wound, an open wound that would not heal. She said, after 2 years, I sent her down to Emory, where they have the hyperbaric, like, looks like a science fiction thing. And it's like
room.
Yeah, it's tube, yeah. You know, and that one goes to 15 PSI. She put her in that for 2 months, all healed. They do it for people with diabetes where they're about to lose their toes. They put them in. They also had them change what they were eating, people with diabetes. Right. And then if they go in it and they put the work in, they heal, but most, I've never heard anybody not heal. So I just know what I know, the people who have healed. Now, if you go back to eating the same old shit, you're going to go right back. But if you do change your lifestyle, well, then you can start to heal. So for me, that's one of the things I got. I don't even know if I told you this, but I also have a cryo machine now too. The thing that freezes you down, like where you go like 200 below zero and it just freezes your body down for 3 minutes. Again, this is something I'm showing for athletes because here's what this costs. Here's what that costs. And the last thing I'm getting, I haven't gotten yet. It's a infrared sauna. And that's about, it's about helping heal your body as well. My wife had breast cancer. So I don't want that shit coming back. So I'm getting it for my family and myself, but also to show guys along with my program, how you can help heal your body to a preventative maintenance degree. Drew McIntyre, have you seen any of his work lately?
I've been hearing good things about it, though.
Kid could go on at some point to be the man. I mean, he's really got it.
That's what I've heard.
But the work ethic, Steve, he drove 7.5 hours from Tampa to come work with me. We worked out privately, just like me and you did. Then he came in a class, did another hour workout there, stayed because I was showing relentless because I had a lot of the people come from the summit, all these amazing transformations of people that weekend. He stayed for relentless, left at 11 o'clock and drove 7.5 hours home. Like, you got that work ethic, you got my attention. And, you know, he's doing it for preventative maintenance. So many other guys, Adam Cole, another kid who's got tons of talent doing it for, you know, for preventative maintenance. I want to segue this right here because I got to put this over. You know what's happened with the big thing coming in Chicago, the all-in that Cody and the Young Bucks have put together?
No, I just heard it like a 10,000-seat arena and sold out in like 10, 15 minutes.
29 minutes, 36 seconds. Cody, I know I've known him since he was 7, yeah. You know, and you know who his old man was to me. You know, he was without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. Cody left the WWE 2 years ago. Ballsy move, as you know, because big money he was walking away from. Even though he wasn't the top of the card, he'd been there long enough. He was making really good money.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, so to walk away from that because you believe you're bigger than, like, this is not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be a main event guy, and I'm just never going to hit it here. And that's what Drew McIntyre did when he left, you know, four years ago. And he went out. I know that KO, Kevin Owens, who I love, he called up the Young Bucks. He was friends with him from the independent scene and said, hey, listen, Cody Rhodes is he's heading out in the independent scene and look out for him. He's a good man. And those boys took him in and they became like literally brothers. And they got with this whole elite group they have with the Bullet Club, which Kenny Omega, man, I just guess what crazy, unbelievable worker that cat is. But all these guys, the Young Bucks, I mean, they really are the elite. They perform at that level that you go out to try to just blow the crowd's mind every night, no matter who's there or when and where it's happening. Doesn't have to be a pay-per-view. They are killing it. So Cody is talking, and one night he catches a little bit of swag and on an interview says that he thinks him and the Young Bucks, you know, and a group he could put together could sell out a 10,000 seat arena. Dave Meltzer. So I guess he chimed in and said, nah, I don't think so. So Cody, I think he said maybe they could do 4,000. So Cody fired back on him on Twitter or something and said, I'm calling you out. He goes, we're going to do it. So now I'm talking to him. This is before they've actually booked it. And when I hear about this, and he said, yeah, he goes, now I ran my mouth. I gotta step it up and gotta make it happen. It was kind of scary. I go, hey, bro, I gotta see you do stuff like this before when you call it. When he was a sophomore and I was working out with Dusty, getting ready to go to WWE, and he had turnbuckle at the time, and he was a sophomore that summer. And I said, so when you starting football? He goes, I'm not playing football this year. I go, you're not playing football. I go, you love football. He goes, yeah, but I love wrestling more. He said, I'm gonna focus it on wrestling. Now, he's a sophomore. He said, my junior year, he goes, I'm gonna win state championships. I went, wow, that's a bold statement. He said, I'm gonna do it. He goes, I'm gonna work my ass off. Kid went 48-0. I was there when he won that state championship. So yeah, I've seen him put some stuff out there before and then back it up. So super proud of him, man. So they find the spot, Chicago. They're doing a press conference. And I talked to him right afterwards. He was like, I've learned exactly what not to do at a press conference, which is, as you know, is how you learn. But he said, you know, I got to tell you, dude, he's like, we put it out there. We've got to, you know, we got to, marketing company that's helping us, and they're figuring, you know, we could sell 4,000 tickets the first week if we really push it. He goes, and we got in the, you know, after the press conference, we got in the car and we drove to the building because we wanted to see what we just bought, because those boys put all their money in. There's no promoter there. It's all them, Young Bucks and Cody. We got there and found out it was already sold out.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
You got to get him on the show. You got to get him talking. I mean, he's super humble, which I love. When he was 22-0 that year, and I said to him, I said, listen, and it's funny because I always used to call him Young Buck, which is kind of crazy to me. I always used to call him that. And I said, listen, Young Buck, I said, you got bullseye on you right now. I said, keep reaching for the stars, but keep your feet on the ground. Just keep your feet on the ground. And I've watched him over this, you know, transition of leaving WWE and what he's doing, and really got his really level headed. It'll never get to his head like I'm Cody Rhodes. You know, well, he just won't, you know, and because he comes from, you know, Dusty and all that, and he had too many of the boys around him and just gets it. So I couldn't be any happy for him. And independent wrestling right now is amazing. You see what Booker T's doing with The Row?
No, what you doing?
Man, he's got, Booker T is killing it down there in Texas. You know, he's got his own building and he's got some really top talent there. I just sent him one of my boys, Devin Devine, down there. I got a lot of faith in this kid. I think he's got a pretty good future on him. And I called Book up about him and he said, hey, he's on TV. Book's got his own TV, got his own program. He's also on Fight TV and he doesn't call it, you know, like ROH or WWE. He made sure Booker sets himself apart. You know how hard he works and, you know, he's a vision guy too. And he puts it in the universe and reality wrestling or it's The Row. It's kind of like DDPY or DDP yoga. Don't call it yoga, you know? And for Book, I just happened to watch his TV because Devin had sent me something that he was on. And I got 10 minutes in, not even up to Devin's match. And I'm like, I want to call Book right now, tell him how good this looks. And I watched the whole program and then I called him up. And I was so proud of Booker because his story is as good as it gets, you know? And if you ain't ever read Booker T's book, you need to get it and read it because you want to talk about overcoming adversity and being a man, you know, and leading by example. And he's doing that. You know, he's going to go for the mayor of Houston this year, not this year, year after next. But he told me a year and a half ago. And I said, dude, I will help you all I can because he'll make a difference. He's a difference maker. And that's his goal, to build his wrestling company and be the mayor of Houston, Texas.
When and where did you meet Booker?
I met Booker when he came in. He was at the power plant. And I met him and Stevie Ray, another aces, top shelf cat. And I'll tell you where I really got tight with Book was when he was doing G.I. Bro. And I walked in the bathroom and, you know, Book had already been Harlem Heat. He'd been this, he'd been that. Now he's doing the singles thing and they don't know what to do with him at the point. I mean, he's a thoroughbred athlete who can talk and got tons of charisma. So whatever, I figure he'll find his own way. But I walked in there and this is who Booker T is. And he's putting on the, you know, the face paint makeup for G.I. Bro. And I just looked at him and I went, Book, I said, how you doing? He goes, I'm good, D. He goes, I'm real good. I said, dude, you have the best attitude I've ever met in this business. He goes, D, you know what I was doing before I was here? I was mopping floors. I was digging ditches. He goes, I'm just happy to be here. He said, I'm just going to keep working until I get over. So now he gets over, not G.I. Bro, but Booker T starts getting over. And me and Book end up, Joe Clark is the guy who, lean on me. He's the guy from the high school principal in the hood who locked the doors, who walked around with a baseball bat. Like they did a whole movie on him. Watch you get a chance. Lean on me. So he's not in high school at this point, teaching high school or principal high school. He runs this prison camp for kids who are in the holding cell on their way to prison. Not you screw up one more time, you're going to prison. They're going to prison. So I get there. It's me and Buck. And I speak first, and I think I'm a pretty damn good speaker. And I got the guys, I think I got them pretty good. And then Booker T got up there, and man, he knocked me on my ass because I had no idea that Booker had been arrested and been in the joint for 2 years. I had no idea that when he came out of prison, he got his son, who was in foster care, from his mama, who, whatever, lost him to that for whatever reason. I can't remember exact reason. But he went and got that kid, who was his boy, and as a single dad, raised him. And I'm listening, and he says something, and I quote him on it, because the first person I heard say it to these prisoners. And because he talked some shit in the beginning and had him laughing, and then he got dead stone cold, you know, straight in their face. And like, this is what you can expect. This is what you can do when you get out of here. Because I did it, you know. And he said, please and thank you cost nothing. Those two words, he goes, are priceless. He goes, you get out of this deal. You get out of this joint. You go to the next one. You get out and get back in the real world. Do the right thing. He said, when I came out and I started, he goes, and this guy, I can't remember what his name was, but it was very influential in Booker's life. He said, I've cleaned those floors better than anybody. I washed those toilets better than anybody. He goes, and that's how I decided I was going to live my life moving forward. And that's why Booker T is as successful as he is, because he don't play around. He's the real deal. He's a straight shit, and he's a man's man.
I never knew that.
I was floored. We left. We got in the car. I got chills right now. We got in the car, and I was like, Book, thank you so much for sharing that with me, man. You know, because no one knew. I said, you got to get this word out there, bro. This will friggin' take you to the upper stratosphere of what you've overcome. He said, I know, D, I know. He goes, but it's not now. And I never told anybody. You know, I figured that's his story when he's ready to tell it. Then he told it in his book, and you know, people know. That's why I can talk about it, because he already put it out there. And like, he's a stud, man. I talked to him the other day. We talk all the time. Like I said, I love what he's doing with his life and Charmel and his two new babies. And you know, he's pretty cool.
Me and Book got along as soon as we met over in WCW, and Book was doing it. Him and Stevie were tag team at the time. And we're always joking around and, you know, bullshitting like we do to pass the time and everything like that. And, you know, Booker, he's a real confident guy. Oh, he's a hell of a worker.
A hell of a worker.
And a great promo. And he started this rumor that some of the magazines, I forget how exactly he did it, but he goes, yeah, so-and-so said, you know, I'm one of the top five workers in the world. Not just in the United States, in the world. And like, Dude, you know, like when you're in the business, like when a guy throws out a statement like that, you're thinking, hold it. Where did that shit come from? How is Booker T the number five worker in the world or in the top five workers in the world? And it was a rib. Oh, and everybody, God. Everybody was like, didn't know where shit or wine it was. And I said, look at Booker. I said, God damn, Booker. I said, where you come up with that shit? You know, he has that laugh. He goes, yeah, Steve. He goes, I got him. So me and Booker used to love to work together. I just told a story the other day on a podcast. One time we was in the ring, and God damn it, he lit me up with the stiffest damn right jab.
I've been there.
Dude, I mean, he hit me so damn hard. It was like, instantly is like, dude, I'm real patient with the receipt, but on that one, I said, dude, you got that receipt's coming back now, right now. And boy, I threw a right hand and I caught him. And we finished the match. There was no heat,
but there
was an instant receipt. And I was laughing in the back and he was laughing as well. I said, God dang, Book. I said, if you and me ever get in a fight, I know I can kick your ass because I took your best shot. And the only reason I didn't knock you out is because my right arm doesn't straighten out. He started laughing.
Oh,
good dude. No, I'm going to read the book. Book and I have been talking every time I see each other at a WWE event. We've been talking about doing a podcast. So, Book, we got to do the podcast.
Absolutely.
But we got to do it in person. And that's what I told him because I don't want to talk to him on the phone.
Right. I hate
to talk to anybody on the phone or Skype or whatever. Sometimes it's just a tool of necessity.
Right.
But if I talk to Book, I want to talk to him in person. But anyway, before you ride off in the sunset and go watch John Morrison get married with his lovely fiance, tell people where they can find you on social media. And again, I'm committed to the DDPY program. I've got the app. I'm taking my before pictures or start now pictures, and we'll watch and see how this thing progresses. I appreciate you coming over here and showing me a workout. I enjoyed the workout. I felt like I'd been through a workout. I haven't done weights yet. I am going to continue my weight training, but, dude, like I told you, just trying to tie my shoes, I can just feel myself binding up and getting tighter and tighter.
Right.
And, dude, you know, as you know, as the years go by, give me your dinosaurs. I'm like a T-Rex. Everything gets tighter. So I appreciate you turning me on to the program. I've been doing the reach forever. I've known you forever. You're one of my best friends. Watched you work on this thing from the ground floor up. So we'll stay tuned, and I'll keep you posted as to how I progress. And you're coming back next week. Kristen came over. I had to shut down a podcast a while ago, hit the pause button. But she's going to do a workout with us.
Yeah, because she
was very curious because she has a really bad lower back.
Right.
And her neck ain't so great. And she walked in. She goes, well, how was it? Because I got my athletic shorts on. She goes, you always wear this. I wear is camouflage shorts.
Right.
And she goes, well, how was it? I said, phenomenal. I said, you got to try it. And her eyes lit up. So she's going to do it with us next week.
That's awesome.
So anyway, tell people where they can find you and what you're doing. And if you've got some Comic-Con or whatever appearances coming up.
Well, bottom line is I always say this. Don't listen to a word I have to say. Don't listen to anything I say about my program. Go to Twitter. @RealDDP, @DDPYoga. Go on, my DDP Yoga Facebook or Instagram doesn't really, that's mainly pictures, but Instagram you can catch me at Diamond Dallas Page or DDP Yoga. The main thing that I try to get people to understand is listen to what other people say. On Facebook, there's another one. It's a private, not private. It's a group of people who do the program. There's like 20 some thousand people there. It's just DDP Yoga. Look it up and say members only. Just like the page. Read what people write. You can't get people to chant Stone Cold, Hogan, Rocky, DDP, Goldberg. You can't get them to do that. They got to be moved to action to do that. Well, that's what it's like on the internet. You can't make people write stuff. You get a couple people to write, but you can't make hundreds of people, thousands of people write about what you're doing unless it really works. My biggest thing, I want to end with this. The top tens list, are you familiar with it? About two years ago, that's called the top tens. There's 100,000 of them from, best wrestling move to hottest chick in America to, whatever. There's hundreds of them. And one is best home workout. And about a year and a half ago, we got on that list. And when it was all said and done, P90X was number three. And if it was 3-4 years ago, they'd have been number one. But it wasn't. It was, you know, a year and a half ago. They were number three. They had about 45 comments. And they were, well, lengthy comments. Insanity was number two. And if it was probably a couple of years, you know, later, they would have been number one. But they weren't. They were number two. And they had about 90 comments. DDP Yoga was number one. 900. At last time I looked, 940 comments. And I don't mean like great workout. I mean paragraphs. Like you can't make people do that. You know, so that's what I tell people. Go there and check it out. And if, you know, right now our app, as you know, 20% off right now on the year membership. And it's 7 days free. So you don't have to get it. You can go for a month, 3 months, whatever. It's 7 days free for you to try it. So you can try exactly what Stone Cold is doing and cost you nothing. Because if it don't work, cancel it. I don't care because I really don't want you to do it unless you're going to really do it. And DVDs, if you're like old school and you want DVDs, we've got our regular DVDs and we also got that DDPY rebuild and you can catch that there. And if you get the DVDs, I'm still going to give you 3 months of the app to try it because you might get pulled over into that because when you got all the workouts, all the food, all the inspiration every Monday, Motivational Mondays, you know, it's all there. And I want everyone to be successful and I want people to own it. And I'll really explain that when Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It, goes out where we're going to do I'm going to actually send you a book because they're sending me some of the pre-orders. So I want you to read it first. Yep. I know you will. That'll be Positively Unstoppable. That's going to be coming soon. You'll hear it right here on the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast.
Appreciate it, man. Diamond Dallas Page stopping by 317 Gimmick Street, putting me through a workout. He's going to go watch John Morrison tie the knot, and I wish John Morrison all the best in the world. After all the rides I've been on, I hope he has found his soulmate like I have with my wife, Kristen,
too.
And you
me
have
too.
With Brenda.
Yes, me
so,
too.
So thanks for coming by.
If you like sports podcasts, check out Podcast One Sports Now every Tuesday on Podcast One Sportsnet.
The Yankees and Red Sox are already fighting it out for first in the East, and it looks like they'll be the two teams going down the stretch.
Backed by AP's sports department, Jim Litke and Tim Dahlberg break down the latest news and events throughout the week and podcasting from all major sporting events on site throughout the year.
Keep a close eye on LeBron because we're pretty sure there's some heroics left in this guy.
Check out Podcast One Sports Now at Podcast One Sportsnet and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review.
All right, everybody, give me the go home cue. It's time to wrap up this podcast and ride off in the sunset. Before I do that, I want to thank my guest, Diamond Dallas Page, for coming over here to the crib and talking with me and putting me through a damn workout. It was a damn good workout. I will continue my journey and keep track of my results with you listening to the podcast. I'll tell you what, a last word, and this is straight up shoot. Check out that app. You get 7 days free of the DDPY app. Man, I've been reading the copy for a long time, but I got on the app, went through it all, put my stats in, all my personal information. And there really is a lot of technology that goes into this thing. And he's offering it to you for 7 days free to give it a shot. You got nothing to lose. Make the commitment like I did. Hell, 7 days ain't nothing. Give it a shot. And that's the bottom line. Anyway, ProWrestlingTees.com/Steve Austin has all my Broken Skull Ranch t-shirts. And the best damn IPA on the planet, in my opinion, is Broken Skull IPA from El Segundo Brewing Company. And you can find this outstanding beverage at Whole Foods and Total Wines if you live in California. If you don't live in Cali, check InsideTheCellar.com and see if they ship to your state. And, man, everybody needs a badass, sharp-ass pocket knife. And if you're looking to get a good one, you can get either the Cold Steel Broken Skull Knife or the Cold Steel Working Man's Knife, and you can get them at my new Amazon store. Amazon has the best price on both knives. Just go to Amazon.com/shop/Steve Austin. And I want to say one more thank you to all the fine sponsors of the Steve Austin Show, especially DDP Yoga, Hims, TrueCar, Geico, and Buffalo Wild Wings. That's how I'm able to do this podcast for you twice a week for free. And you can find all my sponsors at podcast1.com. Just click on the Killer Deals button at the top of the page and then click on the Steve Austin Show banner. Folks, I am on social media, Twitter and Instagram, @SteveAustinBSR, Until next time, my name is Steve Austin, and I will catch your ass down the road.
This has been a Podcast One production. Download new episodes of The Steve Austin Show every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.